Dick Cavett Show. Tonight, Dick's special guests are Jim Henson with the Muppets, Big Bird, Bert and Ernie, Grover, Kermit, Walt, Phenomena, Oscar, Thog, and special guest star, the Cookie Monster. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Cavett.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for making me part of your turkey. I don't want to depress you with what I'm about to say, but you're having a good time probably, people sitting at home, all your friends around, your family, but I find Thanksgiving a little depressing because you are there doing that, and we performers have to work. It's traditionally a family holiday, and you're surrounded by your loved ones, but a performer's life is kind of dreary. I'm here on a cold stage, and you have a cozy hearth at home and a festive table, and I'm here surrounded by machinery, and secretly, I sort of wish I were where you were. I sort of yearn to be clasped in the bosom of a family right now, to have a kind of, you know, sort of encircling sensation of being loved and surrounded. And I don't know how I could have that on a night like this, because... I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny about it. It's just that when you go into show business, you don't have that sense of being, you know, loved, comforted by something larger than yourself. And no, I really, I'm serious. I know you're laughing, but I thought I'm trying to be.
Oh. Mr. Cabot.
Yes. Are you here to comfort me and
yes,
make me feel...
Yes, I don't want you to feel bad.
Oh.
You know, because we're not really working.
Oh, would you...
We're having fun.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
The Alpo dog's been into the yeast again, isn't he? Would you put your arm around me so I won't feel so alone? Do you have an arm that you can put...
Oh, Mr. Cookie.
So you don't think you've had too much wine with dinner? You all recognize...
Wait. I guess...
You all know Liza Minnelli, don't you? But the only friend who would come in tonight. Thank you for being here, and I feel much better now. Let's go right on with... watch what can happen when a beautiful girl, and you could use this too, experiments with a beautiful fragrance called Xanadu. Cool Whip, the topping that tops them all. You can certainly taste the difference. You certainly can. The theater is filled with Muppets tonight. I have a feeling they're going to be coming out of the walls at any minute. We have all kinds of Muppets, herbivorous, carnivorous, and... I don't know where they came from, but they're one of the things we should give thanks for, I think, this evening of the Muppets. The song you are about to hear, I believe, is by Lerner and Lowe. You probably know the performers.
I've grown accustomed to your face. You almost make the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune you whistle night and noon. Your smiles, your frowns, your ups, your downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to your looks, accustomed to your voice, accustomed to your face. Your joys, your woes, your highs, your lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to your looks, accustomed to your voice, accustomed to your face.
There are a lot more Muppets coming, and there are all kinds of Muppets, as you know. The Thug, by the way, who was my friend in the beginning, will be out here later to do a number for you, I believe. It was not Liza Minnelli, as she must know. But before we meet any more of them, I think we should meet the master Muppeteer, if that isn't the wrong word, and have a few words with this amazingly creative man, Mr. Jim Henson. Yeah.
Do you know when we first did that bit?
No.
I've grown accustomed to your face. We did that 16 years ago. The first time we did it, it was the first thing I ever did on network television. And it was the old Steve Allen Tonight Show.
The old Steve Allen Tonight Show?
Yeah. 11:30 at night, yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Your face is not as well known as the other Muppets, but certainly it's certainly in a class with theirs. I mean, it's equally appealing. That's a compliment.
I don't know what you mean by that.
That's okay. A compliment. We have a piece of tape of a number that you did, and should you explain it for us?
Okay. Well, Kermit, the very old one, the thing that we just did, you know, mm-hmm. It's the very old Kermit. And since then, Kermit has evolved, and he's changed around a lot. We did, this is the way Kermit looks nowadays.
Aha, there's Kermit.
Hello there. Yeah.
Hi, Kermit.
And, how do you do? It's nice to be here, you know. Uh-huh. And hello out there in TV land. Mm-hmm. And
his whole body has changed a great deal since, the early one.
Why did it change? Is it a matter of diet or what is it?
Yeah, it's not really diet, no. Uh-huh. It's a matter of progressing, you know, in the direction of, better looking frogs, I suppose, you know.
Hard to tell where Kermit leaves off and you begin.
Yes, I've noticed that too. But what I was going to say is that this piece of tape that we have here is a special that we did last spring. That's going to be rerun in a week or two, December 10. It's called The Frog Prince, and we made a number of frogs sort of similar to Kermit, and we did a musical number in there where we have this little bitty prince who is enchanted and turned into a frog, and he meets a number of frogs, and they're trying to talk him into the life of a frog. And so it was like this. The frogs are singing the beauty of being a frogdom. You know.
Buy that.
It was like this. Okay.
It's ever so jolly just being a frog.
Frog, frog,
frog.
Frog, frog,
frog.
It's ever so jolly just being a frog.
Oh, what could compare to a day in the swamp? the snakes and the spiders, the cold and the dark.
I'm fond of the pond, be it ebb tide or flood. I love the old swamp, ogres mud in my blood.
Mud.
Sing out for the swamp and sing out for the ooze. The life of a frog is a life you should choose. Sing out for the mud and sing out for the bog. It's ever so jolly.
One of my better musical numbers here, you know.
What are the problems you run into in a frog production number like that?
Well, we did a number.
I asked him, but you can answer.
Who would you like to talk to?
You tell me.
We did a lot of the show with marionettes and hand puppets. Mm-hmm. And we do kind of both kinds of puppets.
Marionettes is anything that's controlled from above?
Yeah, the string kind. The string kind are called marionettes. And a puppet actually is any kind. You know, you can call this kind of puppet or a string puppet or a rod puppet.
Yeah.
And we do sort of a variety of all the different techniques, you know. But when we were doing Frog Prince, we would use the hand puppets whenever we were shooting close. And then when we'd go for wide shots, we'd work it, you know, with marionettes from a bridge up above. A bridge is a thing you stand on.
Because for the long shots, you couldn't conceal them in.
Yeah.
We don't want to give away all of the magic.
You know,
no matter how much you know about how this works, the minute you see them again, they're completely convincing. It's amazing. During rehearsal, it was hilarious here because Bert and Ernie were rehearsing, and then the director would say, "Can you hold it a minute? We got to set a light." And Bert would say, "What?" I can't hear you. And it was really great. You're in the numbers racket. We all know about that. Do you want to explain that?
Well, we have another piece. I don't know. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't want to explain that now. I thought we had a numbers bit we were going to do. Maybe we shouldn't do it in this segment because
we have another thing first. We're going to do that.
I can wait. I can always wait.
We have another musical number that we did on the Frog Prince.
Wouldn't want to offend all those frogs. We're all rehearsed and everything.
No. This is we had an ogre in the show, and he went around trying to eat the frogs. That was part of the bit.
There's always somebody like that.
Right, and so.
Yeah, frogs' legs and all that stuff. I know. I've seen you guys. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But if you all would like to roll that tape.
Sure.
It's a musical number, and the ogre is chasing around, and Kermit and Robin are trying to escape from him, so you'll see him bobbing.
Kermit, press the button right here. And
I'm ready. Anytime, guys.
Press this button, Kermit.
Oh.
Sweetums gonna hit and smash. Turtle, frog, froggy, cash. Sweetums find that frog and match. Polly Wally Froggy get mighty bash.
You!
Ho, ho! There he be!
Mother!
Now I see! What ho! Get him now! Polly Wally Froggy gonna get it now! Get that froggy now. Froggy will be Sweetums' chow. Sweetums, get that frog and howl. Wally Wally Froggy, get a mighty pow.
Here's a classic number from the world of Muppetry, Mana Mana. Mana.
Hmm. Mana, mana.
Do, 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 do.
Mana, mana.
Do, 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 do.
Mana, mana.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Like the performer.
Oh, excellent. Well, yes, yeah. I'm going to put him on if you want
to. Oh, that's all right. He deserves a rest.
Hey, would you like to try
dry one? Scalp condition.
You ever tried puppetry?
I never have. No, I
are you interested
wondered in about it. Yeah.
Would you like to?
Sure. Can I mean I can put my
sure, why not?
Hand in there?
Right hand?
How far?
Well, sort of all the way up.
Oh, it's like weird. That. Yeah. How do you make the...
Put your thumb in the lower jaw.
It's all right. It's all right.
You're
nice
pretty.
Boy.
Nice boy.
Yeah, that's all I know.
You have to open the mouth when you talk, Sean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's funny, the natural thing that people usually do is say, hello.
Instead of hello.
Hello.
The instinct is wrong.
Right.
Gee, who else have we got?
Well, we brought along other characters. Would you like to see?
Do you mind resting for a moment? Right there.
Here's a character called Lothar, one of our big, bigger, shaggy guys.
Yeah. Lothar's embarrassed at seeing you do this.
Oh, no, it's all right. I don't mind a bit. I got my clothes in my mouth.
Yeah, that's...
Clothes out of my mouth. It's working. That's all right. And, yes, I'm, I've came with some of my frackle friends. The frackles back here.
What are frackles, Lothar?
Those are frackles back here.
What are frackles native to?
All of these do they bite? Sometimes he does a lot of sniffing. He doesn't really bite. But these are characters that we did in a Christmas special that we did, and that's going to be on the air again this year with on the Ed Sullivan.
Freckles are very jumpy, aren't they?
Yeah, these were a bunch of evil characters. And actually, Thog was one of the frackles too. He was a very large frackle.
Oh, it's
they come in all sizes, you know.
Thog is actually a frackle.
Yes, he's actually a very large frackle.
Say, now that you mentioned him, let's have him do his number now, because he's very nervous,
well,
and I don't think he can wait any longer.
If you can make him come out to do it, because he's
I'll
very
go get him.
Will you go get him?
Yeah, because I know he hates to come out here. He thought that he was through before. Oh, Thog, do you mind? Come on.
Is it time? Do I have to do it?
Yes, you have to do it because you made so many friends at the beginning of the show.
Oh,
where would Thug do it best, right here?
I'm so nervous, Mr. Cabot.
Well, he doesn't show. You're shaking all over, but it doesn't show. I can tell standing next to you.
I may be calm on the outside, but I'm quivering mass inside.
I hate to think about inside. Do you have something prepared for us?
Should I do it?
Yeah, do it right here.
Okay.
And I'll leave you right here to do it.
Get it, fellas. 3 little fishes in the itty bitty pool. 3 little fishes and your mama fishy too. Swim, said your mama fishy, swim if you can. And if wham, all over the dam. Boop, boop, get 'em, get 'em, wad 'em, chew. Boop, boop, get 'em, get 'em, wad 'em, chew. Boop, boop, get 'em, get 'em, wad 'em, chew. And if wham, all over the dam. Ouch.
My local stations, and we'll be right back. Well, emotional when I introduce my next guest because he's one of the best people I've ever had on the show. One of the best guests, I ought to say. And he's known probably to most of you as the Cookie Monster, or to his very close friends, he's known as Cookie. But you don't want to get that intimate with...
I'm Mr. Cabot.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, yeah, so long. You know why I like to come back here?
No, why is that?
Because you got cookie for me. You got chocolate chip cookie, right?
You know,
give me cookie. Give me cookie.
Explain something.
What?
We forgot. I don't know how we did it, but it slipped our minds completely to get you anything for this visit. And I just the guy went out, and then he never came back, and we don't have anything, any cookies. You
no got cookie for me?
No, but I'm sure you can wait till maybe after the show or something like that.
Does bearded man have cookie for me?
No, the bearded
nobody,
man, I don't think he has.
Nobody got cookie. You sure? Look in your pockets. You got macaroon?
No, How about the
pineapple surprise cookie?
No, I
don't. How about some water chestnut? Anything?
After the show, if you'll meet me after the show, I can.
Oh, wait, anybody else? How about Orson Welles like me? Maybe he got cookies.
He
ate a lot, maybe got leftovers.
When Orson Welles was here, when he was on the show, he said that this was one of the best, probably his favorite guest. I'm sorry, I hit you right on the nose.
That's okay, it almost tasted good.
No, please.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
I'm
so hungry.
Can I see what your head feels like?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Can I see what your head feel like?
If you insist.
The hair is delicious.
No, please.
Oh, no, I'm so hungry.
Don't you ever eat anything but cookies?
Wait, what's that over there?
That's the microphone.
Microphone?
Yeah, you're not that hungry.
Bring the microphone down.
Can you bring the microphone down? What are you doing?
Come to the microphone. Mmm, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Want some?
That's a no. Thank you.
Oh, delicious.
You're unbelievable.
You know, microphones on Carson's show. Blah.
I should have known better than to not have cookies. I feel awful about that. You know what a microphone is worth?
It's funny. We started off on Sesame Street. He used to eat all kinds of things, and then we gradually narrowed it down to cookies.
Just cookies. Yeah. Yeah.
But he used to eat almost everything.
He's really addicted to cookies now.
Right.
My next guest is... I guess I can bring up my next guest now.
Certainly.
Is on the album. This is called the Muppet Alphabet Album. Jim Henson's Muppets from Sesame Street. And this is my next guest. We worked together once before on the old, on the Emmy Awards show a couple of years ago when I told him that Colonel Sanders was eyeing his giblets. Colonel Sanders was in the audience. But Big Bird has also been on the cover of, not only this album, but on the cover of Time magazine. And he's a wonderful chap. How else shall I introduce him?
Oh, that's enough.
Okay. Big Bird. I mean Big Bird.
Very glad to see you. I'm here to sing about a very special letter called the letter V. But it's very hard to think of V words, because there really aren't very many words that start with V. Now let me think. Aha, I thought of some. There's vegetables. Sounds very silly. Still, I'm very glad you're here with me to hear me sing about a very special letter. A very special letter called a letter B.
Uh-huh. Reed, hi,
Mr. Cabbage.
How are you? Do you remember me?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How you feel?
Well, I'm sorry I tripped over your stuff back there, but I'm a little nervous.
You're
you know?
Always a little nervous, but why are you nervous today?
Well, you know, it's that today.
Thanksgiving, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But does that make you nervous?
Does it make me nervous?
Yeah.
Oh, every year about this time, I kind of get a little bit paranoid. That's a P word.
A P word, yeah, that's right. You get very V word, paranoid, P word? Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, I've been making sure that I don't go down any dark alleys, you know?
You mean...
Yes. People keep looking at me as though I'm surrounded with cranberry sauce, a little mashed potato, and some little pieces of parsley.
Oh, well, you're probably just imagining that. That's just in your mind.
Well, maybe I am, but I'm still a nervous wreck. You can't see him, but under these feathers, I'm all hives.
Why? It's a terrible thought. Well, maybe we can take a look at your hives after this message. We have a station break, and we'll be right back. You may be wondering who all these people are who've just joined us. These are human people. The gentleman on my left is, in fact, Big Bird. Many of you probably think that these legs are part of a costume, but that's actually how he got the job, you tell me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always been a hindrance until this time.
And finally it paid off,
yeah.
The way things will in life. Yeah. What's your name? Do you have an actual person's name?
Yes, Carol Spinney.
Yeah.
Carol Spinney. Carol also does Oscar on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So he does Oscar and Big Bird and a few of our other anything Muppet characters from time to time. Can I introduce the other people over here? I
wish you would.
Frank Oz. And Frank has been with me probably longer than any other puppeteer. 8 years?
Eight or nine years.
And Frank does Bert and Cookie Monster and Grover and Herbert Birdsfoot.
No, I don't do Herbert.
Not Herbert Birdsfoot.
Are you Jim Henson?
Harvey Nieslapper.
Yes. You don't know each other in real life.
No, we're just by puppets.
Yeah. It's funny.
And then on the other side of Frank is Jerry Nelson. And Jerry does Fogg, that you just met.
Yeah.
And did Sweetums in the tape. And on Sesame Street, he does Herbert Birdsfoot. And
Sherlock Hemlock.
A lot of
Harry.
And a lot of anything.
The Snuffleupagus.
And the Snuffleupagus, which is our new one this year.
Are you also the Snuffleupagus? Are you all happier as yourselves or as these other things that you do? Other people?
It's very strange to be out here, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, it really is. Because normally we're back there. And it's a lot.
You never get out into the light of day and, and they're seen by the people.
When you're hiding, you fear to do nothing. I mean, everything's... You're hidden.
Mm-hmm. And now you're out here, you don't know what to do with your arms and hands.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, there's nothing on them. You've been in this too long. There's a song. Is there we're about to hear, see, or
yes,
look at?
Yes, we're gonna do a song from the album.
These are some of the anything puppet characters that we do on the show.
Yeah.
And we take them and change their faces around, and they become all different kinds of characters. And so we've changed them into three kind of hayseed type characters here. And
they don't mind this being changed around.
No.
Sometimes. It's rough sometimes.
No, we don't mind.
Oh, okay,
listen.
We could do a thing. There's peanuts, pears, and popcorn. There's pickles, peppers, peas. There's pineapples, peaches, and potatoes, if you please. There's pizza pie, there's pancakes, and pudding is a treat. P-p-p-p-p-p. P is the favorite letter, because all those things to eat. Well, I like the letter P, too, because of all the animals whose names begin with the letter P. Like porcupines and pigeons, and a bird and pussycat. A panda and a parrot, and a pony you can pet. There's platypuses and penguins, a pig and a parakeet. P is my favorite letter, because of the animals that I meet. I love the letter P because the names of my friends all begin with letter P. Well, there's Polly, Paul, and Percy. There's Peggy, and this girl. There's Patrick, that's a boy's name. And Vanilla, that's a girl. Well, there's Pamela, and there's Penny. There's Patty, and there's Pete. P is my favorite letter because of the kids living on my street.
We work Sesame Street much the same way, where we're really watching a monitor, if you notice what we're doing here, because as we're working the characters, it's most important to us, you know, to...
They're watching on a little television screen while they're doing it.
And
I noticed that one of you was doing the words, but the other two weren't. You were doing the words.
Who was doing the words?
Moving your lips.
You got to watch that, Jerry.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be doing
slipping over the line.
You're not supposed to do the words. But it's interesting that... puppets, working on television like this, when you're working, you're watching the television set, so you're actually performing and you're being an audience at the same time.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it. You watch yourself on the screen and you see what you're supposedly watching, but you've already done it by the time you see it on the screen in front of you.
Well, not really, because we're seeing the same view that the audience is seeing, you know? So we're really performing for ourselves. It's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
In that, you know, no actor can see his performance at the same way the audience does at the same instant he's performing.
Mm-hmm. You're the only people in the business who see yourselves while you're doing it.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Let us take a word from the SDP Corporation, and then we'll be back.
You remember Oscar the Grouch? He's from Sesame Street.
Yeah, you bet your life.
I certainly do. Why are you always so grouchy, anyway? I never figured that out.
Well, mostly because we don't have any commercials on our show.
Yeah.
Mm.
Would you like some? I have some.
Oh, yeah, I love trash.
Well, we only have good ones right here. Aww. Now a word from the SDP Corporation.
Hey, Bert. Bert. Hey, come on up, Bert.
What, Ernie?
Bert, come on up.
What?
Yes, we're on.
What do you mean we're on? I'm not coming up like this.
Oh, yeah. Whoops, my glasses are falling off. Just
see, your glasses are... I told you we shouldn't dress like this.
No.
Your
Listen,
glasses
Bert.
Are falling off.
You got your glasses on, Bert?
Yeah, but I'm not coming up.
Come on up, Bert.
Oh, Ernie, all right.
Oh, you look lovely, Bert.
Look, we don't dress this way on Sesame Street. Why should we dress this way here now?
Sesame Street, that's educational television, Bert. Yeah. This is the big time. This is network TV, you know?
Yeah,
with movie stars, commercials, none of that educational stuff, you know? Oops,
Except
my glasses keep
falling. Of course, You can't even hold on to your glasses. How can you be a star? Look, how do I talk? I mean, how do I act here? I feel funny, you know?
No, Bert, listen, you got to sound important.
Let me sound important.
You got to sound important, you know? Well, we don't want, you know, Dick Cavett to think we're a couple of squares.
You mean like show business talk, you mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, how's this? You mean like like if I say to Dick, Dick, I'm hip to the jive? How's that?
Oh, something like that, Bert. Oh, here comes Dick Cavett now.
Okay, I'll try my best, Ernie.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello there, Dick.
How are you?
Hey, Dick, sweetheart, how are you? Ernie and I just flew in from Vegas to do the gig here, and we wanted to come in here and do a real boffo socko show, you know? Now, we gotta wing it back over to your coast, because we got a gig over there. We got a Zot gig up.
Wait a minute, sweetheart,
we'll do the best we can.
Wait a minute. Ernie, what's with Bert here? Why is he talking like that?
Ernie, what's your costume?
I don't know.
Dick, he had a costume.
He was fine until we got booked on the show,
wait a minute,
you know?
I didn't want to wear this. You told me to wear it.
Yeah, and then he started talking.
Dick, he told me to wear this. He said...
Fame went to his head, you know?
He made you dress that way?
I feel like a fool. Oh, go ahead and laugh.
Oh, come on, Bert.
No,
I was just teasing.
I'm
come on. Oh, come on, Bert. Listen, I'll take all that stuff off.
All right, take it off.
Come on, here. Take it off. Take off my hat there, Bert. Mm-hmm. Okay. Take off the cape. Okay. There you go. Now you're just plain old Bert again. Right? You don't have the cape off.
Hey, you want me to help you with that?
Take the cape off here. You help me.
There you go.
Okay.
Now you feel just like folks.
Okay, yeah, now we're just folks again, Bert. We can do a song, Bert.
Bert's not too happy.
Bert, you're not mad at me, are you?
No.
Oh, come on, Bert. Come on, Bert.
All right, just don't trick me.
Tickle, tickle. There we go. Hey, listen, we can sing a song, Bert. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
Why don't we sing like an, you know, the L song?
Are
you just going to go la, la, la?
Like la, 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 like that?
Yeah, and make up a few words.
Okay, I'll try it. Here we go, Dick. I'll try it.
Okay.
Thank you.
La, 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 lemon. La, 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 light bulb. How's that, huh? Wah, 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 lamp post. It's pretty good, huh? Wah, 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 womp. And my oatmeal.
Well, that's not exactly what I had in mind there, Bert. I think you could do some more of the L words that are lilting and lovely. You know, like la, 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 laughter. And la, 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 lullaby. And la, 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 light bulb. And la, 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 light in the sky.
Hey, Ernie, I got a great L word for you. Oh, hold on to your hat. Okay, I'm going to give you a great one now. La, 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 linoleum.
No, Bert, listen to me. Because L is such a lovely letter. For making things and do-da-do and singing la 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 lee, so why not
la 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 la, la with me?
I forgot the words in the last part of the song here.
You forgot the words. Oh, I never noticed it, because you're such professionals that you covered it up perfectly.
Yeah, I'm going to split now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we have a message coming up, and does anybody want to help me with it?
Yeah.
Mickey, I am coming up!
Who's coming
out? I'll see you around.
Hey, Dickie, baby, how you doing?
How are you?
Oh, it is so good to see you, Dickie.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in, I don't know when it's, well, it's been a long time, I can't remember.
It has been so long, Dickie.
Have you missed me?
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Who should answer that?
What?
Who should answer that?
I want to know if you've missed me.
Have I missed you?
Yeah.
Does the Cookie Monster like cookies?
Yeah, well, that's a good
one. I have missed you so much.
Hey, would you want to do something for me?
I know what. You know what I came up here for?
No, what?
I wanted to help you. I am going to, how do you say, do the lead-in?
The lead-in to the commercial. That means you'll say what I was going to say.
But I don't know how to do it, so could you tell me how?
Well, all you
how
have
do
to
I stand?
Do, you stand like you are, face front.
Like this. This is how you do, okay.
Yeah. Smooth down your hair.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just look right over there.
Where?
And right where I'm pointing. No, no. Right there.
Oh, there, yes.
And read what it says just above the camera.
The camera.
The camera is the thing right there that I'm
thinking. Oh, is that the camera?
Yeah, that's right.
I was wondering why that was in my way.
Well, right above it. Can you read what it says?
Yes. Could they come a little closer?
Yeah. Can you move it in a little closer? There, they moved it in just a little bit closer.
A little closer. Okay.
I'm beginning to suspect that you...
You know what, Dickie?
Don't read very well.
I don't know how to read.
What?
I don't know how to read.
kidding.
No, I'm not. Would I kid about a thing like that?
You don't know how to read? What do you know how to do well?
I listen.
You what?
I help people.
You help people?
I tell you what, you do the reading and I will learn, okay?
Wait a minute. Here, we'll cheat. I'll slip it to you.
Okay.
We will return.
We will return.
After this brief?
After this brief.
Message of interest.
Oh, a message of interest.
Very good.
Thank you. Are you proud?
What on earth are you doing?
Well,
we're back now.
Getting into a puppet.
Yeah.
Some of these characters are pretty slow to get into.
Yeah, I'm doing the right hand on this one, and Jim's doing the left hand on the head on this one.
How can you coordinate that? Do you just use your right side and his left side of your brain, or how does that work?
It's not that difficult, actually. Yeah. We've done it so long. There is one thing that's difficult to do.
Can I help you in any way?
No, I'll get there.
Okay, have you thought of greasing your arm? And these are various parts of faces, of a face.
Yeah, we thought we'd show you a little bit about how we go about finding characters. I'm sorry, this is Don Salim.
Oh, hi, Don.
Hello.
And Don is our puppet builder. And Don has built all of our characters. He's really been with me for 10 years, and he's built all of these, you know, this myriad puppet things that we have here. And so he helps us, you know, choose the way each character would look, you know. And so we fiddle with characters.
And you're the man who actually puts them together and is responsible for making them look that way. Now,
so this is
who's this person?
Yeah, he's made up right now as sort of a Southern Colonel kind of.
Mm-hmm. Hello there. How are you, Sonny? How are you? I dropped my hat. Get my hat on. It's not a proper hat, what you'd call a proper hat, but see.
Can I shake hands with you?
Absolutely. Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, you're looking very well preserved for your age.
Well, thank you. So are you.
Nice to know that. Do you have any special diet or anything?
I eat a lot of foam rubber and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know, I tell you what, let me get a little younger. Can I do that?
Sure, you're going to get younger right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, let me.
How do you do that?
Well, we strip him down a little bit, and
he's not embarrassed by this?
Yes, very much so.
You must feel silly having this done in front of people.
Yes, it usually doesn't happen this way. It's like, there, hair. Oh.
You have no hair yet.
There we go.
Hair went right off there.
Got too young there and lost your hair suddenly.
Well, let's try something else.
But then everyone loses his hair sooner or later.
Okay.
Yeah. He's an evil.
And so that's how you go from character to character, by changing the features and moving. You could ask. Yeah. Oh, you've really gotten old on me. Yes.
You try a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Ducky baby. Yeah.
Do I point at you when I talk?
Things, you know. And don't just the way you put the features onto the face affect the way the face looks.
I understand that. It makes perfect sense.
I mean, you can take one.
Wish
face.
I could change some of mine. Can I wear your hat?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
stuck on the head.
Yes, I know how to handle these things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
They're taking you apart again.
Oh, right. Sorry about that. Right.
We have to introduce a piece of film right now. 3811.
Oh. The character that we'd like to show now.
Boss Man?
The Boss Man that we did in Las Vegas this summer. So
two of them, I guess.
Yeah, we made two guys. Normally we would shoot this with a black background.
And
we wouldn't see
him at all.
But it's Jerry Nelson again, who did the other thing.
Is that hard on you to do this? Do you feel a lot of... Does it hurt you?
You might turn sideways, Jerry. There's room in the light here.
When you thought of this idea, did you know it would work?
Well, it's interesting. I had this thing... I just drew the basic design of it.
Yeah.
And Kermit Love, who I'd like to bring out now, built this.
Oh, yes.
Kermit,
come on,
can
Kermit.
You come out?
Hi, nice to see you.
Kermit has done all of our big characters. He did the body of Big Bird and Thog and the great big feather guy here, which is, you know, a great engineering thing.
Did any of this, did you have to study engineering to be able to make this?
No.
What is your background
in it? Just have to study Jim's concepts.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Were there any bugs in it that you had to iron out?
I think Jerry ironed them out.
Yeah. Gee, it's an amazing thing.
Yes. Well, it's great fun. You know, you have to know a good feather merchant.
Yes. I'll ask you where you get your feathers later. We have to take a message from our local station. As you have noticed by this time, Jim Henson and the Muppets are very inventive people, and the next thing they're doing combines Muppets and film. Very strange. It's called visual thinking. It's familiar.
Let me see now. When learning the art of visual thinking, start with simple things. Try practicing with letters or numbers. All right, here we go. X. Hey, it worked. Now let's try another. W. Might I ask for a little quiet? I'm conducting an experiment here. I'm attempting to visualize my thoughts. Watch. Q. You understand?
Oh, man, do I understand? Like, that's my scene. You see, because I am a bona fide, true blue, guarantee your money back visual thinker. Watch.
I say it's true. You can do it, too.
Oh, yeah. See, I dig it.
Was it hard for you to learn?
Man, look, see, you don't learn stuff like this. This is just what's happening.
Oh, well, maybe I don't know what's happening.
You said it, not me.
At any rate, I'll be using visual thinking to help me remember things, like mathematical formulae.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that helpful?
Well, you know, it might be helpful, but it doesn't swing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, how do you use visual thinking?
Oh, I'll show you, baby. Now, see, just follow me. Do what I do.
All right.
Think of something nice, see? Like, you know, like birds in the trees.
Birds.
Yeah, little birds. Or maybe like flowers that bloom in the spring.
Flowers.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe you think of some beautiful young chick.
Chick.
Oh, no, cooler. See, listen, man, you're being too literal. What you need is a lesson in abstract thinking.
Oh?
Yeah, sure. See, watch this. Now, see, first you really have to let go, and you sort of unwind into the cosmic infinity of everything, see? And you go, wah-pa-ya-pa, scoo-ba-ba,
bee-da-ba, bum-ba-ba. Wow, you are weird.
You know, the funny thing about abstract thinking is that you can't get away from it, see? You go over this way, or you go over this way, and it sort of follows you like.
It kind of bugs you, then.
Hey, I think you're getting the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but see, to get rid of an abstract thought, you have to erase it by thinking backwards. Kumsa. There.
Great. Let me do one now.
Okay, baby. You know, give it a whirl. Just sort of let yourself go.
Yeah. Into the cosmic infinity.
Yeah.
Boop, bap, bidoop, bop, bop, boop, honk, honk, sweet, sweet, whap, whap, whap.
Look at him go there.
Boop, whap, rack, a snoo, scooby-doo, whap, runner, for fudge. There.
Oh, that's not bad for a beginner. Oh, no, I just erased it by thinking it backwards.
Right. Hey, it's not erasing. It's getting bigger.
Oh, you're not thinking backwards. You're thinking new thoughts.
Well, let me try again.
Oh, no. See, it's not working. You see what's going to happen, don't you?
No, what?
It's going to erase us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Help!
You're freaking out, baby.
Help!
That was visual thinking, and after this message from our local stations, we'll be back. Here's one of the Muppets' classic pieces, Glowworm. Thank you. Lesson in that.
What does it mean? I've often wondered.
The lesson is, don't eat the little people because the big people will get you.
A bad guy wins in the end.
That's right.
Right.
There's a lot of suspense. You know, I could say I had a side view of what you were doing back there. There's a terrific amount of suspense because I could see what's showing, but I can also see somebody hurrying into the costume. Is he going to get into it in time to come up? And it's really.
It gets very frantic back there sometimes.
Yeah, backstage must be nerve-wracking.
Oh yeah. We have some characters that are worked by, you know, like three people and four people. Mm-hmm. Five people sometimes, and it gets very, very complicated. Yeah.
There's only one person in Fog, though, isn't there? I mean, there is only one.
We'll never tell.
Oh, we'll never know who's in there.
No.
Oh, sorry.
But we have a two-person puppet on Sesame Street now, a new character called a Snuffleupagus, which is two guys, you know, walking.
Do they get along, the two guys?
They have to.
They have to. We have a brief message. We'll be back. Eventually. So you're almost off the air. Sit down, Big Bird.
Thank you.
There's a toy that you can get that is Big Bird, and Jim is telling me that Sesame Street has merchandising some of these, and the money goes back into
to help us make more programs.
The good things
Sesame
that they're
Street.
Doing. Yeah.
We have several characters, Big Bird and a couple of the others.
I wish I had a complete awesome. Set of them. Well, thank you all for being here tonight, especially you. I'm very sorry about the cookies. We'll explain that. We'll see you all whenever it is, I guess tomorrow night. You're looking a little depressed.
Portions of the Muppets music was pre-recorded.
Plimpton, the great quarterback sneak, takes courage in hand and plays with the Baltimore Colts against the Detroit Lions tomorrow night at 9, 8 Central Time.